Vice News ran a segment on a gentleman who was working with people who are incarcerated working towards reentry, and he was using virtual reality to educate them on doing laundry, just those small scenarios that we kind of take for granted every day. He was teaching them how to handle the social norm of being back in society. And so I thought, well, that would be great. It all just sort of came together, and it allowed our students to focus on real research and real work and creating something for real people instead of providing them with a prompt.
And can you describe what immersive reality means or what that is in this context?
Yes. So immersive reality is something where you're using a helmet or a headset to completely immerse yourself in fake reality. And by fake reality, it doesn't always have to be like an illustrated or made up reality. That's virtual reality. What our students created was more along the lines of mixed reality. It was a real environment with an augmented design on top of it. So we were asking them to put users in a situation where they currently were not, but using design to facilitate this scenario.
Yeah, and what kind of scenarios were you using? And
some of the scenarios included ordering coffee. You know, those words that we string together at Starbucks to order a coffee, that's not like a natural, you know, cadence to our sentence. And so it can be pretty intimidating for somebody who's been incarcerated for a while. Another group focused on emoji culture and what it means when you put different emojis together, that create sentences based off of that. We had some groups focusing on crossing the street or getting gas. Others focused on handling conflict and how do you get out or how do you resolve conflict when you're on the street and you need to leave the situation quickly? What do you look for in the surroundings around you? Or what can you say to kind of leave the situation and not get in trouble?
So is this something that incarcerated people actually used after the students created it?
No. So the as far as we could go in the development of this design was to design the user journey, which is basically the journey from the person who's using this experience from the very beginning to the very end and educating them on that specific scenario. But we aren't developers of virtual reality or immersive reality.
Did students have an opportunity to talk to any incarcerated or formerly incarcerated individuals?
At the end of the semester, we did have two people come and see what we created.
And these were formerly incarcerated men?
Yes, they were. And that was wonderful just to see their reaction and to hear the few comments that they had, to see their expression and their excitement for what the students created was exciting because I think for students, you know, to get that real feedback from users is often missed.
Do you hope that a project like this will become something that's incorporated into virtual reality here in Illinois?
Oh, I would love that. I think it would benefit the work tremendously because it really allows the men and women who are working towards reentry who are currently incarcerated, it can just provide them with that education they need so that way we can hopefully lead them away from, you know, going back into prison and giving them scenarios where they feel like they can actually engage with people around them instead of feeling intimidated by it and walking away.